Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I was thinking about how you impress people. You generally, but then thinking more about Jennifer and Victoria and how they look so great. You know, you get a picture of somebody in your mind. You listen to what they sound like, and then you see them, and she doesn't look anything like that. At least, I didn't think she would look like that. She looked like that. And then other people say, wow, look at that. It's the business about radio and how you use your imagination. And then sometimes, but I will tell you that when you see a picture of them, and maybe this is true of you as well, the picture never is as good as actually somebody looks in person. You ever notice that? Even if it's a great picture, it's even...
I've noticed in this day and age, sometimes the picture looks a lot better than the
No, I'm talking about the touch.
A lot of filters, you know.
Yeah. No. I think...
Dating profiles. Yeah.
Yeah? Really? Okay, well, I just thought... In my mind, the two of you, and I have the same thought about my children. They always look better. Maybe it's just I'd like to see them in person. It's a neat thing. Lately, we've been having a lot of our meetings using Zoom. And I see Jennifer and Victoria more. Victoria has been, I don't know why Jennifer hasn't been on all of them.
Jen's usually driving in the car.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So we see the
last
her drink.
Her coffee, yeah, right, exactly.
Or like the ceiling of
hey,
the
you
car.
Got to see me at the end. That was a grand finale. I went from a pink cup to a face, so that was pretty good.
Right, exactly. All right, so.
I did work on my Zoom setup, though, over this past weekend, and I'm now ready to go. I'm ready for the full...
Ready yeah. for the next one.
Because usually I'm handheld, so I've actually got it all down now.
Have you hit the touch up my appearance?
No, but I like that.
A friend of mine who...
Is that a
teacher,
real thing?
Yeah, a friend of mine who's a teacher, she discovered it, and it's a little checkbox under the settings, and it says touch up my appearance. She's
Shut
like,
up.
I'm never doing anything ever again on Zoom that isn't with the touched up appearance. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So now all of
awesome.
Us are using it. Yeah.
Really? All right. There is, if we weren't rocky enough about California, now there's a suggestion in San Francisco that if you're 16 and in high school, you can vote.
Why
Who
not?
Thinks that's a good idea?
Well, what could go wrong?
How about you? Why not have a 3-year-old?
I couldn't even decide to wear on Free Dress Fridays in high school, you know, as a Catholic school.
Free Dress Friday?
All the time. Yeah, Free Dress Friday.
You have to wear the uniform?
It's a big drama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you were a senior, that was one of the perks of your senior year is Free Dress Friday. Ugh, my mom still has PTSD because it was not good.
Really?
Yeah, well, imagine a 16-year-old girl, I was 16 when I was a senior, trying to figure out how to represent herself after 4 days of the week wearing a uniform. I mean, that's some heavy drama right there. All right, San Francisco residents will cast ballots in November to determine if the elections should also have the voice of 17-year-olds included in local elections. There was a similar measure introduced in 2016 that failed with 48% of the vote, but local activists and organizers are now confident that it's going to pass this time, but it probably will. According to Crystal Chan, who's 18 and an organizer for Vote 16 San Francisco, said, I really think that Vote 16 will help youth of color in San Francisco establish the habit of voting at an earlier age and really provide them with the support and the resources they need to continue building on that habit as they grow older. If the proposition passes, San Francisco would become the first major American city to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote in municipal elections. So not necessarily for the federal presidential elections, but for municipal elections. But What would be improved is the question by lowering the voting age by 2 years. And according to these young people behind this movement, they say that voting is a habit and 16 is a better time than 18 to establish that habit. That's the argument from Vote 16's campaign manager. Now, the debate is getting some renewed attention. Some smaller cities have allowed people as young as 16 to vote in local elections. In Tacoma Park, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, city officials say they've seen positive results since it's implemented in 2013, pointing to increased youth engagement and higher turnout. At the federal level, lowering the voting age hasn't picked up the traction that would be necessary to get it through, but it does have some bipartisan support in Congress, according to this report. There's a representative, Grace Meng, out of New York, who has said she's long advocated for the issue and introduced a constitutional amendment back in 2018 to lower the voting age nationwide to 16.
So here's my problem with this, one of many problems with this. Children are not taught, and they are children at the age of, I don't care whether you think they're teenagers or not, but they're still children, especially today. The immaturity quotient is huge. When you're 16, back 100 years ago, you had responsibility. You had to make it a lot of times on your own. So you kind of knew what was going on. Kids today who are 16, my relationship with any youngsters who are that age finds me wondering how they're ever going to mature, frankly. They don't know anything about anything. They have no practical way. Nobody knows how to fix anything anymore. From the simplest thing, they always, okay, so there's a kid that works for me on the farm. Great kid. 17 years old, takes care of the calves. But whenever he has the slightest problem, he calls me and asks me what to do, which is okay the first time. I'd rather have him ask me so that I would, you know, he doesn't know, so I'll help him to figure it out and move on. But when he calls over little things that just, if anybody used common sense, they could figure out, and I say that to him. And sometimes, most of the time, in loving ways. Once in a while, it's not so loving. But, yeah, it's indicative. And he has his friends come visit the farm, and that's kind of cool. These girls, his friends come and look at the cows and look at the calves, and they love coming there. But they don't know anything about animals. They don't know anything about it's
well, this. Most people don't.
Well, but
I grew up with horses, but okay, but how does that, like, just saying that young kids don't know anything about animals and they shouldn't vote? I don't get
it. I'm talking about the impracticality of children and their lives today. They're not taught anything about civics in school, so they don't know how the government works. They don't have a sense of maturity that comes with, and frankly, one of my big problems with it is that the teachers are so, we have this a liberal base that is not, we've got too much politics in schooling, whether it's liberal or conservative, has no place, or Republican or Democrat, doesn't have any place in school.
See, and I think that's what you nailed on. It's not necessarily about kids asking for help on the farm or doing that. That's how kids learn. So I wouldn't hold that necessarily accountable.
Right.
It might be annoying, but that's how people learn, is by asking questions. And I'd actually rather have someone who asks a lot of questions and no questions.
Yep, I would too.
At all.
Yep.
But I would say what's happening is that because kids are vulnerable, because civics is not taught, because we kind of are given a revisionist history now as part of the school system, what you're creating is a bunch of robots for the unions. And that's what you're going to get if you open up a voting block. And I think that's what people realize, is that you're going to have even more people, not just teachers and the teachers union, but the teachers union would love this, and they'll probably throw a lot of money behind it because they can weaponize a new voting block.
Let's think about a couple of things here. How extremes on either side work. Extreme conservatism and extreme liberalism. I'm sure we can point to things in either of sector, extreme conservatism, extreme liberalism. When I think about extreme liberalism and what it's doing or not doing, I just look at California. Extreme liberalism there is ruining the state extraordinarily fast, quickly, down the tubes it's going, because of the liberal freedom, liber. In Latin means free, and having freedom is what we are all about. So the fact that liberal is misused, as is conservative, actually, but I, for the purpose of the conversation, liberal thinking is what I think has ruined that state, as conservative, ultra-conservative thinking has ruined some of the states in the South. or Southeast. I think that, and maybe you can apply it to other things. I'm just talking about politics right now. Maybe you can apply it to other parts of lives, of all of our lives. Extremism on any end, either end, if you're talking about politics or this sort of thing, is dangerous. And we got way too much of it in many places in our country to the point where it's, and we have too many people. I mean, look at all the problems around the world and how they're being approached. The problems of global warming or what it's doing to the planet. All of these things that we talk about every day, COVID, is, you know, the result in the manner of speaking, the political ramifications of the Chinese communists, but, you know, the fact that there are people, I'm free, I don't have to wear a mask, and I don't have to do social distancing, I don't wanna, so I don't have to. You know, it's that selfish, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, selfish thinking, that brings about many of these problems that we're talking about, and to use, to have that flow into the voting system, wow. No thanks. I'm not interested. I wouldn't support that. Matter of fact, I think I'd work. Normally, I just kind of, other than what's on the air, there are very few things that I work for. I'm working on a project in my community to get the Community Preservation Act passed. Our clip of the day today is a focus on how much Russia is actually interfering in our elections. We talked about we all of us have our opinions. Pretty much they're in sync. How much is Russia actually interfering? The conversation, the story behind the story is at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. That's where the clips of the day are every day. And you can follow us as well all day, every day, if you go to djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number
3030. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Wake up, rise, and shine on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or any other day. Come up with a new day. It's Monday the 14th. This is Toots Hibbard, a singer who helped popularize reggae. His song from 68 was called Do the Reggae. He's 77, passed away over the weekend. Pioneer of reggae music. A lot of you think, as I did, that Bob Marley was the founder, sort of the guy who got reggae started. I think he popularized it. Is that a fair statement, Victoria?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Bob Marley became, because he recorded a lot in London, so he became an international star pretty quickly. And I think Toots stayed more on the Jamaican scene.
Do the reggae. You like reggae, Jennifer?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can't say that I'm, like, jamming to it all the time, but...
Jamming.
Yeah.
Jamming,
man.
She's jamming.
Jamming. So
know,
they both recorded...
When it's appropriate, like at a tiki bar, I'm in.
Yeah? How many tiki bars are there in Los Angeles?
Not many.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Just leave me alone.
That's it. The Redemption song was something the two of them did. They didn't do it together, though, right? They did separate recordings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crank that up, Phyllis. See, for me, all reggae sounds the same. It's the same beat. You don't understand most of the lyrics, so it doesn't make much difference who sings the stuff. Although,
okay,
Bob Marley.
That's...
Well, I'm just telling you what my thing is.
Okay.
Yeah. I would... It's kind of like listening. Some people say that all of Taylor Swift's music sounds the same, or, you know, name
a lot of pop
else.
Music sounds the same. Yeah,
yeah, it does today.
And
to
I would
me,
say
anyway.
If you listen to polka, you probably think that all sounded the same.
Right,
too,
it does. Yeah,
I could tell you the difference between a Czech and Polish polka. Blickety split.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's
all right, so
a fun conversation.
Yes, right.
One of my talents taught to me by the late great Bunky Horn.
Bunky Horn, okay.
The
one of his songs called Pressure Drop was part of The Harder They Come, which was a film that came out in 1972. The song was covered by The Clash in 78, became a hit then. Now, this guy had a lot of young fans. He was a staple on the road, appeared on stage with the Red Hot Chili Peppers to perform Luai Luai. during a 2011 New Year's Eve bash in St. Bart's. He also was on Willie Nelson's album, Countryman. His family broke the news saying it was the heaviest of hearts to announce that Frederick Nathaniel Toots Hibbert passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family. Cause of death not revealed. You said he had COVID.
I thought I read a few months ago that he had COVID, but I could be wrong. But I that seemed to have stuck in my head.
All right. 26 after the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria Doug and 50 Cent, teaming up with Jay Mazzini, who's on Instagram, apparently. Surprising those working at a Burger King in Queens with a $30,000 tip. Huh? What? This guy, 50, whose first name is Curtis, his real name is Curtis Jackson, stopped by the restaurant's drive-thru with Mazzini to give away the cash. There's some videos that are posted. You've seen them probably around. If you haven't, you can find them pretty easily. In the video, Mazzini, who's 24 years old, calls upon each worker at the Burger King to join him at the drive-thru window, where he asks the employees how they're doing. So he's a recognizable, all the kids in the Burger King would recognize this guy?
Pretty much. He's a local New York guy from Queens. And he's huge on Instagram. So, younger kids definitely knew who he was. And everybody knows who 50 Cent is.
Was handing out cash?
Yeah.
Bundles?
Giving tips out. Mm-hmm.
Really? All right, 28 after the hour, you're listening to the Monday DJV program, celebrating today in lots of different ways.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Virtual reality has gone to the cows? Well, if you thought high tech couldn't get any weirder, think again. A farm outside Moscow, Russia is testing VR glasses for its cows in an effort to increase the quantity and quality of the milk produced. Studies have shown that a cow's environmental condition can impact their milk production. So a team of developers, with the assistance of veterinarians and dairy consultants, produced some oversized VR glasses for cows. The cow VR glasses have to be different than the human version to account for a different head shape and the eyesight of the cows. So the next question is, what do the cows see in the VR goggles? Well, you guessed it, a wild, expansive field beneath the summer sun. So far, it's unclear if the VR glasses have actually helped milk production, so don't bet the farm on its success just yet. But it is a great, if not silly, tech story nonetheless.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top 3 cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Food banks around the nation are being stretched during COVID-19, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Food banks around the country are doing what they can to help people make it through the pandemic. Demand at food banks is up 60% this year amid the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Zimmern is a chef and hosts a show called What's Eating America on MSNBC. He says we don't have a food issue in the United States, but
the heartbreaking part of this is that we have enough food in America. We're just not getting it to the people who need it the most. The entities that are doing the incredible work, from the San Antonio Food Bank to the Paisley's grocery, free grocery in Nashville, to food banks all over the country, they are simply being overwhelmed.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here we go again on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, trying to bring you out of the fear zone. There's a very good new book, ladies, that causes one, as you think, as you read it, to think. It's called The Science of Fear. The author reveals the approach that a lot of politicians use, and advertisers too, actually, things that will get you to, especially the people that are advertising drugs. Now that I've become a druggie, I'm paying more attention to some of these drugs. They create, the advertising executives create a problem, a crisis, the news. People create a crisis of fear, and then if they're, you know, the advertising people, they have a solution to the problem. That's what I say when I talk to advertisers. What problems do you have that I can help you solve on the air by telling a story about your product? I get that. But what's happening?
I think that you need to tell people why you're a druggie, because
yeah,
you started off
saying, oh, yeah, you're not
with
a druggie.
Kind of a weird statement. Mm-hmm. Like, you just... Like you're trying to out yourself as a silent cry for help or something, or maybe
no,
not okay. Silent cry.
I had taken great pride in telling people whenever I was asked. I didn't go around telling people with my stick, oh, I'm really this great guy. But what came about whenever I would see a physician, the first question they always ask, or the nurse always asks, is, what meds are you on? And I would say, none. And they would look at me and look at my chart. Well, you're that age and you're not on any meds. We don't have any patients who are your age who aren't on meds. So I took great pride in that until I had the TIA a week and a half ago. And now I can't say that because I'm on a statin and I'm on a blood thinner. And many people who are listening are the same. So I guess I can identify more with you. I know one thing. I don't like my stomach is getting upset. Taking the stuff, I don't like that. And there are a few muscle cramps and stuff that I'm having to sort of adjust to. I don't like that much either. But, you know, as I think about the drugs that are advertised on television and all of them that are aimed at this particular problem or many others, how distorted statistically they are, how exaggerated they are. And the same is true. You look at the Sunday morning news. Oh, yeah, news shows, scratch news. Those interview shows where there's always a gotcha, trying to get who and what. I thought it was interesting that on one of the Sunday morning shows, I forget which one it was, I was reading a review of it when this fellow who was on with, his name is Peter Navarro, he was on, I think, with CNN.
He's on with Jake Tapper.
Oh, Jake, okay. Well, you want to tell that story?
Go ahead. I was just telling you where he was this weekend.
Well, there are a lot of people who are being interviewed about Bob Woodward's new book. A lot of the Trumpsters, well, a lot of other people who don't like Trump too. That the promotion for it is everywhere, and we're gonna get the real story on Trump. There's nothing really in there, and all it is the same kind of thing as far as I can see. From the same perspective as What's-His-Face, who did the book a couple of months ago, and there was nothing really to it except a lot of hoopla. And so here, this Woodward book, Rage, and there's a picture of Trump on the cover of it, and it's just more of the same stuff.
Does it get your blood pressure going? Because I've got a story about blood pressure.
Actually...
And hold on, wait.
Because we've just meandered for 8 minutes.
That is the queen of segues right there. Usually I like to take that one, but no, that's
well, I'm just waiting for it to end.
What I wanted
usually
to do...
I'm like, speaking of, but that was excellent, Victoria. That was
calm down, the two of you, for God's sakes. The wholesale lying to people, creating fear, that's what this book is about. Okay. From that, yes, and it does create a lot of stress in people. I think it's unnecessary.
Well, a lot of people are very stressed out right now, and this new study shows that a growing percentage
of Americans... Oh, there's a study you want to talk about? Good. Yeah.
So a growing percentage of Americans have uncontrolled high blood pressure, and so that's actually what that means, is that the nation is essentially losing ground in the fight against heart disease. Yeah. Hypertension is the official word for uncontrolled high blood pressure. It's often called the silent killer. It's one of the major risk factors for numerous severe illnesses. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. People don't talk about it enough, but way more than any other cancer, heart disease kills women more than it does men. Heart disease it's serious with men as well, but for whatever reason, I think women hold stress in, and women tend to just carry more stress with them in general, and so that is certainly related.
Why is that? Is that just a feminine persona? Why do women hold onto that sort of thing? Do they not?
I think because, here's the thing, my theory is that men worry about things that involve themselves, and mm-hmm. I think women are nurturers by nature, to be a rap band, and we take on a lot of stress from things. I mean, I can't tell you, and it's so silly, because there is nothing, I mean, I guess maybe there are some things I could do to control it, but the story about the deputies this past weekend that got shot, and that were not allowed to get into the hospital because of protesters, I was feeling sick all weekend. Now, that didn't touch me personally, but it was a source of stress for me. I was upset by it. I can't believe how people can be so inhumane, and it bothered me.
You personify a lot of this stuff too.
I know. Mm. I suck in all the stress, and my family and my friends, and you know, as much as it's silly, like when you were sick, I feel like I take that on, and that's not something that you or anyone else does to me. It's just something that I do myself that I'm trying to work on, but certainly that's why I think.
Well,
I
a lot of women do that.
Stress. And I think a lot of women do. I'm not alone,
but
for sure.
That's because women are born with empathy and men are not. There are so many studies that
start... Wait a minute.
No, Doug,
I think I'm very empathetic.
You think you are, but sometimes you think you're being empathetic.
Excuse me?
And you're not.
No, really?
Again, right?
What would be an example?
You know that empathetic means, like, to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
You don't do that. You have sympathy. You have sympathy for people sometimes, but you do not. I would not categorize it as empathy.
But you're the one who just went, Bob Saget, I don't know, he must be sick or something. He looks terrible.
Right. That's not empathy.
You have to be empathetic about everybody.
Right. Well, anyway, but what I'm saying is there are numerous studies that start with birth. And, you know, if the girl baby in the nursery in the hospital hears another baby crying, that girl baby automatically starts to cry and the boys never do. That's literally the studies. Yeah, because women are born with empathy. We hear someone else's pain and we react to it. And so that, as we grow older and a lot of women become mothers and they worry about their children and they have other things that they add on to their plates, I think a lot of women hold stress
in. I think you can be empathetic toward things. Sometimes it's easier to do things or animals, for example. I've known some women well, who weren't real empathetic toward other human beings, but were very empathetic toward
men. Great with horses.
Yeah. So maybe that figures into you were saying I wasn't. I think I am as well when it comes to animals.
Here's the thing. I think it's about you kind of channel yourself, and Victoria, you could probably speak to this too. I think women, it's not about the woo-woo channeling, but like you can feel, at least I can feel other people's emotions. So like when someone is around me and I can feel that they're stressed, I'll say something, and maybe I might say it to my dad or to Jeff, and I'll say, ooh, something's going on. He's like, what are you talking about? They were fine. But I can feel something that's off that is lost on them.
Call it women's intuition.
Body language.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Women are a lot more perceptive about emotions than men are. And, you know, men, if it's not staring them in the face, even, and this is not an intelligence thing, the smartest men I know, you kind of have to, like, point them in the direction of, look at this, this is happening over here, and it's not right in front of your face, but this is happening. You know, it's just men are, I just think men are biologically wired to think more about themselves first and less about the community around them.
I'm looking at a story. I was interested in this lady, Ginger Z. You know her? She's the weather forecaster on Good Morning America. And apparently she's been talking a lot about her own attempts to take her own life. She has been battling anorexia. And that's partially, I look at that, and I go back to what I was thinking and the stress that's created by the media suggesting in this case that everybody, an attractive woman is skinny. You know, what an attractive man is, and you fill in the blank. So we have these preconceived notions of what we're supposed to say, think, do, what we're supposed to look like, all that stuff is part of it. And I think that creates huge stress on all of us. So maybe if that's the case, if that profile fits you, maybe you take, now that we know what the suggestion is from that poll, Victoria, what do we do to fix it? What does the study suggest we do to fix it?
The study is saying that not enough people are being treated for high blood pressure. And the other part of the problem is in many cases, people who have hypertension are only given one medication, where there's actually a combination that are supposed to be given together, more like a cocktail. Yeah. So they say that they consider hypertension to be under control if the top number is lower than 140 and the bottom number is lower than 90. That's borderline.
Do you know what your blood pressure is, the two of you?
Yeah, I mean,
mine fluctuates all the time.
Mine fluctuates too, yeah.
It fluctuates, but there's a norm, there's something in the middle.
I don't have a baseline. To be honest, my anxiety is so scorched. I should be the one listening to this. My anxiety is so off the charts that I couldn't tell you that I have a set blood pressure at all. It's always different.
The most recent Your Hidden Power show at yourhiddenpowershow.com is a focus on your body and your mind and whether or not it's out of balance, mostly because of the COVID, but there are plenty of other things that get your yin and your yang out of balance. And we talk about that, dark and light, the sun and moon, male and female, all about the balances that we're talking about here, frankly. Get that? There's another good one that we recently posted at yourhiddenpowershow.com, which is basically suggesting get ready for the changes in your life that come as a result of the change in seasons. That's another thing that changes our physical and our emotional makeup, whether you know it or you don't. Stay healthy, check it out, get different points of view. Again, the podcast and the show, most recent one, and you get them in order there. Check them out at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Many smokers will readily admit that quitting is very hard. Why? Because the nicotine addiction is very powerful.
What happens in the brain are the neuroreceptors, the little receptors in the brain, get accustomed to these very high doses of nicotine that you take 20 to 30 to 40 times a day, and they get used to that, and they increase in numbers. So if you don't feed them what they want, then they object to that.
Dr. Richard Hertz says that's when you will get the withdrawal symptoms, like irritability, anxiety, and frustration.
People who are smokers smoke 20 to 30 to 40 cigarettes a day, so the doses you get over a period of time are enormous, much more than you get from any other drug of dependence.
The good news is that tobacco dependence treatment is getting better with more and more tools to help folks stop smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Coates. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, time for us to feast or dine on info from the Money Pit. Money Pit is the home improvement radio program heard all around the country. It's actually a lifestyle. Tommy the K lives and breathes and sleeps this. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the program, here with us as usual to discuss some of the things that are paramount to people this time of year. Here we go, starting to think about fall.
Yep.
All right, here's a... A listener named Sean asks you, Tom,
yep,
about parking the car inside the garage.
Concept, that is.
Apparently got a lot of stuff in the garage. A lot of people do. They junk up their garage. So is there an organizational chart he can follow?
Well, I'll tell you, the garage is an unusual place because if you think about it, Doug, it's the one place where you store toys and toxins in the same space. So you've got to be organized with it. You've got to make sure the chemicals and the toys and the tools are all stored separately and with respect to the chemicals and the tools beyond the reach of the kids. Larger stuff should be kept out of the parking zone, and the heavy stuff should be at a level that you're not going to hurt your back. And when you've done a big clean out, you need to determine what stuff needs to stay and what stuff needs to go. And I always think that one area of the garage that people avoid or miss is the area up high, right? So if you can get tools that are stored up on hooks up high, you can get shelving that's up high that maybe for that long-term storage, that's always a good idea to do that. And if you do have racks up against the wall, make sure they're anchored to the wall because kids love to climb shelves.
Yeah.
And that's all important. So it's a good time to do it right now. We're doing seasonal changes. You know, we're getting rid of the stuff that we used in the summer. We're moving towards the stuff we're going to need in the fall and the winter. So good opportunity to empty that thing all the way out. And I'll tell you, whenever you empty your room all the way out, it always becomes that much easier to organize it because you realize you don't have to put all that stuff back and you end up getting rid of a bunch of it.
All right, a lot of information at the Money Pit podcast and the Money Pit newsletter. I noticed that you were talking about squeaky floors. Do floors squeak and things happen in the house depending on the season? You have more squeaky when there's heat on and stuff than you do in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, like in the summer, especially if you don't have central air, you'll get a lot of swelling of the doors, and so you'll get doors that will stick. But in terms of the floors, you know, what happens with the floors when they squeak, there's a couple of ways that floors squeak. Usually it's because the nails that were used to attach the subfloor to the floor joists get stuck in the up position, so to speak. The nails are rosin coated, and so when you drive them in, they stick, right? But then when time goes by, they loosen up and they pick up a little bit. But when you step on it, it pushes back in. So think about it, a rosin is what's used to coat like a bow on a musical instrument. Well, it coats these nails to make them a little bit sticky, give them more friction, and then they get driven back into the joist. That makes a terrible squeak sound. And then sometimes the tongue in the groove between plywood sheeting will make that same sound. So the fix, though, is to resecure the floor to the floor joist. And the best way to do that is with the case-hardened screws that are so common today. You see those in home centers and hardware stores. They're called drywall screws sometimes. And instead of having nails attach the subfloor to the floor joist, you just drive screws in. And there's a little trick of the trade, Doug. If you have carpet, you can also find that loose spot on top of the carpet, and you can drive a finish nail. I like to use the galvanized one because they have like a rough surface to it. You can drive a finish nail through wall-to-wall carpet and then use a nail set to pop it through the material and then pull the carpet back up over the head, kind of brush it with your hand, and you won't see it. So sometimes you don't even have to take the carpet up to fix the squeak.
If you pound it in, just go down to the edge of the carpet. When you go to pull the carpet up, good luck.
It works. Just don't use a common nail.
Okay. All right. So now here is a fellow named I like the Christopher Marsha, living in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We bought an old home, and the old house is paneled. Is the way to fill the gaps in the paneling so you can paint and make. I just came across that stuff this weekend. It's that you use to fill up holes in wood. So that's probably what you're going to recommend, right?
Well, first of all, paneling is not designed to be filled, Marsha. So, not a good idea. You can't, trowel on some wood filler or spackle or something and fill the grooves in the paneling. What you can do, though, is you can prime it and you can paint it. And it actually looks pretty good painted. I know so many old homes still have paneling and people don't like to see it. But if you can't remove it, which, by the way, is always a possibility, the problem is with paneling, Doug, is that sometimes when people put the paneling up, they use like an adhesive between the paneling and the walls.
And it dries out.
And it tears the walls apart. Yeah. I think the easy fix on that is just to do a good quality paint.
Same thing with ceiling tiles?
You can paint ceiling tiles. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Okay, there you have it. Here's the song. What is this, Painted Black or something? This is a good one for us. Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com. Check out the podcast, the newsletter, the whole deal. This is the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.